Ooh, that's a lot of wind. Welcome to episode 50. 50 of Stuttering is Cool. 50 episodes. To think, way back when, back in episode 1, I didn't think it would last 4 episodes. So this is pretty epic. This is a special episode for me because originally I was planning on devoting the whole episode to the audio portion of my presentation that I kept talking about for the past couple of episodes. Yes, I am recording in the noisy backyard again. It's a nice day outside. I was planning on playing the audio portion of my presentation because it was so romantic, you know, so poetic and so fitting for someone who never thought, you know, back in episode 1 I was covert about stuttering. Well, I mean, I still had a podcast, but still, like, in episode 1 I never, ever, ever dreamed that I would ever do a presentation. So that was my whole plan. Episode 50 would be the presentation. Nice little symbolic gesture. However, unfortunately, I never got the audio. Long story short, there are some tech issues at PodCamp London with getting the video. I guess having it done or something. But all the same, I had meant to record it myself. You know, bring my recorder and, you know, record it while I was presenting. But because I was preoccupied with, you know, doing a good job with my presentation, I didn't do a good job at bringing my recorder. But in any case, plan B was to talk about my presentation. That will happen at the end of the show. For now, which I think is still poetic, still romantic, is me, you know, at this point in time, episode 50, you know, after doing the presentation, is answering a question that I receive from time to time from listeners, where they ask me, how did I ever reach this point of being able to present in front of a group, you know, and stutter, and I'll be open with my stuttering and accepting of my stuttering. So I thought that I'll do that, and that's what today's episode is. The only thing is, when I was thinking about what I would say, at first I thought, okay, I'll just give a history of how I came to be open. However, that history will not be the same as everyone else's, right? So, most of my acceptance came from really the positive feedback that I got in the podcasting community here in the Toronto area, Kingston, Ontario area, Montreal, you know, the people that come from Philadelphia, from, you know, all over. You know, long story short, you know, I find that when I disclose and my stuttering and I tell them that I have a stuttering podcast, I get positive feedback. So I do have friends, people that want to hang out with me and such, in spite of my stuttering. But not everyone is into podcasting or in the podcasting industry or in our podcasting community. So I sat down and I thought to myself, so what are some things that I've done or went through, experience, that will be universal for other stutterers, so they don't have to be in the podcasting industry? Because, I mean, I admit it was easy for me to, and it still is, to disclose my stuttering when someone's asking me, so what's your podcast about? So I will begin. I have, actually, originally my list was 4 items. Now it's expanded to 8. And I've opened it up to other people to contribute to the list. So I'm not going to reveal the website is stutteringiscool.pbworks.com. It's a wiki, and I'm not going to get into what that is. Well, actually, I will. I'll just spend 5 seconds. Basically, it's a website that you could edit. Right now, it's closed to the public for editing. I just have it open to a few friends so they could contribute. I just want to experiment a bit first before opening up to the public. So this list that I'm about to read, the list that's on the wiki, it's not finished. This is just for my thoughts. So that means this is open for your comments. And you can go to stutteringyourschool.com for three different ways that you could send in your comments. Because I'm trying to keep this episode short and I don't remember what my number is offhand. I'm really gonna try my best to keep this episode short, but I'll be talking about my history. So here is my list, which is in no significant order. There is some order, but it's not like I did this first and then I did this, because at the time I didn't know that I would be so accepting. And like I said, I didn't even dream I would actually ever do a presentation, and I want to do another presentation. Never mind. Okay, item number one, stutter. Okay, I wrote down stuttering is not a curse. See, the very first step in acceptance is that, you know, you accept it. Yes, I stutter, and that's it. And I'm gonna have to live with this, and I'm gonna stutter. I'm going to have embarrassing moments. I'm going to, you know, forgive people that give me embarrassing looks. It's hard to do that, so don't think that you know it's gonna be a night and day thing. But at least have the positive attitude of, I'm going to work on this. You know, it's not a curse. I know people that think it's a curse. They feel, they believe that it's a curse. When you have that negative perception, you could say, it does keep you down. I mean, positive thinking encourages you to do things. You know, if there wasn't such a thing as positive thinking, the Wright brothers wouldn't have invented the plane, you know? Like, man can fly. You know, we have the space shuttle up in orbit now as I record this to fix the Hubble Space Telescope. A telescope in space, you know? Number two, always try something. Oh, wait. Yeah, sorry. Always try. I thought that I'd forgotten something in item number one where I say stuttering is not a curse. I do have notes here saying to talk about how in 2006 I wanted to go back into speech, to go back to speech therapy, to get some speech therapy, but something prevented me because I wanted something more, but I didn't know what it was. And you'll find that out in item number three. But first, item number two, always try something out of your comfort zone. It doesn't have to be big, like do a presentation. It could be baby steps. Like, for example, what I did, you know, February 2007, when I went to my first pod camp, you know, I went with my brother-in-law, who is amazing at networking. I was just learning how to network, and, you know, and I was very concerned because I stutter, and I had a lot of awkward moments that day, that weekend. Actually, a few pod camps after that, a few meetups and such. So don't expect, you know, huge, you know, night and day type, overnight type, you know, transformations. You know, these things take time. It's just human nature. It's just the way nature works. You know, unfortunately, Western society, I don't know about other societies, I'm assuming it's the same, I guess, that, you know, everything happens with, you know, we want instant gratification, instant satisfaction, instant results. That doesn't happen, you know, with nature. I'm sorry, nature still wins. It's going to take some time, and, you know, you're going to have your good moments, your amazing moments. Like, a friend of mine wrote me how he said, you know, hey, in school, university, he answered questions in class. You know, and he wouldn't, you know, and he never did that before because he was always worried about getting stuck in a stutter. He did get stuck in a stutter, but, you know, his words, the sky didn't fall on my head. You know, and that's a positive experience. So now, you know, I'm sure he's pumped up with doing it again. So baby step. So that's one type of a baby step. To me, that's a huge step because that's in front of the class. But all the same, you know, he did something out of his comfort zone, and now he knows that he could do it again. You know, and next time it won't be as scary. And at the podcasting conventions that I've gone to, you know, first I participated in a panel. No, where I didn't get to talk much because other people spoke up faster than I did when I was busy, you know, trying to get out of a stutter to talk. But of course, at the same time, I was also, you know, getting the nerve to talk, because this is in front of a whole room of people that are asking me about podcasting. And then I'd participated in another panel where we each had a turn to say something. And I talked about that one before. This was the one back in February, and I had a video up where I totally stuttered, and I wanted to avoid, but I had the natural reaction to avoid, but I didn't. I just kept going. I stuttered through it, and I didn't lose eye contact, etc. So that's another baby step. Then I did my presentation, which was a giant leap, because really what I wanted to do was present with someone else. But seeing that, you know, I wanted to challenge myself, so I did. Other baby steps could be, you know, ordering a coffee and stuttering, ordering coffee and looking at the person taking your order, you know, without looking away, without relying, you know, if you do what I used to do, you know, pretend that I can't make up my mind as I look at the menu, and then I'll say, I'll have a coffee, you know. Stuttering on purpose, you know, that's another baby step. It could be a short one. As I was listening to, there's an episode of Stuttering Me, Stuttering Not Me, where the host, Greg, was saying, you know, to try voluntary stuttering. It could be something small like Greg. It doesn't have to be a full-on stutter. That's a baby step. Attending a conference by yourself, just like I did. You know, there's all sorts of baby steps. And try it. So, I really dwelled on this one. Always try something out of your comfort zone. Number three, meet other stutterers. Back in 2006, when I didn't know what it was that was missing, that's what it was missing. I realized this after I started meeting stutterers here in Toronto. It is so awesome to meet another stutterer and share what you thought were experiences unique to your own. I have here written, this way you will feel less alone in your stuttering. You won't feel like you're the only stutterer on earth. You'll also learn from each other, you know, like tips and such, you know. I never heard of voluntary stuttering before in my life. And you'll have an awesome time sharing what you always thought. Okay, I already said that. Sorry that I'm reading. It's just that I'm tired right now after a full day of work in front of the computer. Ooh, I'm at 13 minutes. Number four, think of ways to disclose your stutter. And in brackets, I have when you're comfortable. This is something I'm still having trouble with. I would love to hear your thoughts on this. You will hear next week's episode 51. There is a topic where I chat with a friend that I met on Twitter. You know, I'll give you the heads up. It's Pam Mertz. Also known as a stuttering rockstar. Stutter rockstar. I keep getting her Twitter name wrong. At one point we talk about, you know, is there a time and place for disclosing? So think of ways to disclose your stutter. Now, despite my doubts, in certain situations, you know, I still haven't... I mean, what I'm trying to say is I'm a fan of developing canned material. Think of ways beforehand, so when you stutter, you're not startled into, you know, trying to come up with something to say, and then you're worried about sounding awkward. Coming up with something that you already have planned to say, not a script, not something memorized, just something to keep you at ease when you're in your delivery. See, disclosing your stutter is the greatest thing that I've ever learned in these last 50 episodes, and from, you know, my fellow stutterers, is that it puts you and the person or the people that you're speaking to at complete ease. It's amazing. Now, there are certain situations that sometimes, you know, I wonder, should I? You know, I mean, of course you should. But sometimes you're going, I don't know, you know? I'm gonna talk more about that. I've always said, like in a job interview, for example, you know, how do you bring that up? Or don't know. I mean, I'm trying not to go beyond 15 minutes, which is too late because I'm at 15:07 right now. So basically, think of ways to disclose your stutter. And again, you know, baby steps, right? You can start with your friends. You know, with you know, one close friend, mention it. Two close friends, and then, you know, expand maybe. But of course, when you need to, right? Like, you don't have to tell everybody that you meet unless you want to. So again, when you're comfortable. Number five, get positive feedback. So like I said, yeah, the sky didn't fall on my head when I got... Yeah, I got those awkward looks, stares and such. But that's because of my secondaries. And because I, you know, panicked or chickened out after, you know. But when you stutter with confidence, those looks, they disappear, you know. And of course, not everyone are nice or receptive to things that they're not familiar with, you know. And that's something that you got to keep in mind, right? You know, back, you know, with stuttering is not a curse. Try something out of your comfort zone, you know. And not everybody is going to give you the feedback that you hope for. Not everyone is a perfect person. Well, no one's perfect, but not everyone is going to be, I mean, not everyone has to be your friend, right? So yeah, in a perfect world, everybody would be nice and all that, but stuttering is a mysterious phenomenon, and not everybody knows, excuse me, and not everybody knows what stuttering is. They don't recognize it, they don't know it when they see it. So getting that positive feedback, what I mean by that is, when you disclose your stutter, when you do things that are out of your comfort zone, when you get, you know, you will get those times that you'll have a positive feedback. Remember those times. Write them down if you want, you know. Get a notebook and write it down so you can refer to it. You know, keep those positive images in your head so you don't forget. Because as human beings, we're programmed to remember only the bad times. So number five, get that positive feedback. Number six, don't let X bother you. Accept it and move it on. Which is pretty much what I already said. X is whatever it is. Don't let funny looks get you down. Don't let a negative feedback get you down. Don't let the fact that you stuttered through that coffee order, that person who's taking your coffee order or your restaurant order or whatever, the salesperson that you're talking to on the phone, they're not there to be your friend. They're there to give you a service. You're there to buy their product or service, and they're going to give it to you, so they don't have to be your friend, for example, right? You know, you'll still have your awkward moments. I still have my awkward moments. You know, accept it. You know, some people, like I said, some people will not give you good feedback. Most people will. Accept it and move on. You move on. Well, whatever. Next time I'll get a better reception. You know, and you also learn from your stuttering, right? Oh, I stuttered on this word because maybe I had something on my mind, or I stuttered on this word because I put too much emphasis on this, or maybe I can use this speech tool next time that I order, or whatever. Or it's just I happened to stutter that day. Whatever. This morning, I met up with a friend at work, so we went for coffee, and so it was my treat, and I took his order, and you know, someone else's order. Now, and I thought, oh no, these are words that I'm going to stutter on. It was Cafe Americano and Cafe, what was it called? Mocha? No, not Mocha. It was something else. Well, in any case, I stuttered spectacularly on every syllable. It was fantastic. Like, I have to admit, it was a fantastic stutter, and I wish I had a recorded. But yeah, it still felt a bit awkward. I did look away though. That was wrong. I should have just kept eye contact. But you know, Sometimes you fall off the wagon, sometimes you do it. But I didn't let it bother me, you know. I mean, at the time, I even had a conversation with my friend about stuttering, how, yeah, there are certain words, certain vowels and all that that I stutter on. So, yeah, it was great. See the whole disclosure thing. Now, my number 7 item is have fun, meaning pursue your interests. Big deal that you stutter doesn't mean that you have to stay indoors. If you like volleyball, go play volleyball. If you like, you know, whatever interests you like. Me, I like podcasting. Of all interests, right? Of all the talking that I have to do. And now look at me. I'm going to meetups and I'm presenting, right? Have fun. Continue with your interests. Why? Because your friends like you for who you are. They don't mind about your stuttering, right? I had a number 8. I don't have it written down here. Number 8, this came up yesterday on Twitter. By the way, follow me. I'm Stutter Dude. And I'll follow you back and I'll introduce you to a bunch of fellow stutterers. The conversation was about when you first start to accept your stuttering and you're being open about it to other people. And this is something that I experienced, and I can't believe I forgot about it. And he was saying that when he talks, he starts to, you know, avoid automatically. The exact same thing happened to me. It was so frustrating because I really wanted to stutter, because it felt great to just say, yeah, I can stutter. I can tell people to stutter. And even the word stutter, you know, sounded cool, you know, like this cool feature that I have. But yeah, the conversation was, you know, your brain is already wired that way. It takes time. Again, baby steps, you know, to unwire that and reprogram your brain to say, you know, it's okay to stutter, you know. And it takes a while to reprogram, you know, your eyes to keep the contact and all that. So those are my 8 things. Let me know your thoughts. You know, even if you disagree, even if you think, hey, there could be a 9th one, maybe there's too many or whatever, let me know. Again, stutteringiscool.com is a place for, it'll tell you the different ways, especially under the podcast. If you click on podcast, you'll have all the information there. Now, how did my presentation go? I was nervous the entire time. I was nervous, not because of stuttering. I was nervous because, you know, fearing that people might not like the content. Like, they might think it's a waste of time, that my presentation's not worth their time. I was nervous the entire time presenting. The first time that happened to me in a long time. And I did well. Like, I know I did fine. There were a few, like before the presentation, I hope there are like people that I know there, you know, some friends, so at least, you know, I'm not by myself. The reason I chose to do the presentation at PodCamp London, 2.5 hours east of Toronto, because it's physically far away from Toronto. I could have done it at PodCamp Toronto in February, but I don't know. I guess it was the whole psychology of the whole thing. And then when I went there, I thought, oh my gosh, I hope my friends are here. So I had a couple of my friends there, and that was really, really, really great. Really appreciative of that. And there were some people in the audience who I knew. They were really engaged, right? They had big smiles on their face. They're really into it. I've said this before, like, you tell people that you stutter, they see you as a courageous person, and you get this instant click. I don't know why, and I'm glad for it. You know, I'm not showing off or anything. It's just, stutterers need to know this. There were some people's faces who I couldn't fathom, or rather, I couldn't, assess? And they kind of looked, they had a look of like, kind of disgust, but not like at me or anything. Like, I think that's just the way they look. or rather they were just passive, like there was no emotion on their face. Like I think that's what I meant by like a disgusted look, of all terms to use. They just had no emotion. There was nothing. I could not tell if they liked the content or if they hated it, whatever. It was later on at my Toastmasters meeting when I mentioned this, that somebody said, hey, maybe they just didn't know how to react to your stuttering. Maybe they were uncomfortable. You know, and I thought, huh, that's, you know, I didn't even think of that. And to tell you the truth, I don't mind it. And even if I knew, like if I would be presenting right now and I, or if I knew it then or any future presentations, would I mind? Like if I knew for a fact they were uncomfortable, what would I do? I first and foremost would not mind. I'm not going to care about it. I don't mean that in a mean way. I am not responsible for making sure whoever it is I'm talking to is at ease with my stuttering, because there's only so much I can do. My body is going to stutter, period. I say a lot. And I'm in a room full of people. I cannot please everybody. You know, if, like, it's not my responsibility to make sure everybody knows what stuttering is. You know, I could have gone into my presentation to explain it, but what a complete waste of their time, right? I mean, I'm there to present about podcasting, not to explain stuttering. I did explain some aspects of stuttering when it was appropriate to the content, because my presentation was about my show. But other than that, honestly, if someone's uncomfortable, that's not my fault. It's not their fault, right? 99% of the room, I guarantee, right, they were fine. And I don't know if those people were uncomfortable, right? I have no way of knowing. So it's moot. I don't care. And that goes back to what I guess item one, stuttering is not a curse. Number two, try something out of your comfort zone. Number four, think ways to disclose your stutter, right? I did disclose it, so whatever. Get positive feedback. Don't let X bother you, right? So I'm just driving that point in, because that's a pretty big thing for a stutterer. At one point in my presentation, I got really exhausted about talking. Speaking of exhausting, this must be exhausting to listen to. I'm at the 27:52 mark, so I'm gonna wrap up soon. I got exhausted from talking, but I was halfway. I'm like, I'm not gonna stop now. So I kept going, kept stuttering. I was making jokes about my stutter. People really liked it. At one point, my presentation was saying, okay, how many people here know a stutterer? Everyone put up their hand, and I kind of stopped. I was like, oh my gosh, wow, I didn't expect this. And then I realized, oh, wait a second, besides me, and everyone put their hand down except for one or two people. I said, okay, that makes more sense. Then after that, presentation's over, I actually filled up the time. I was shocked. I thought my presentation would be done in 10 minutes. I was done. I had time for questions, and the questions were amazing that they asked. They were pretty challenging too. I really, really wish that I had the audio. And then afterwards was amazing. People were coming up to me, complimenting me on my presentation. They found it inspiring, motivating. Some people gave me tips about future presentations, right? A friend of mine, Connie Crosby, she told me, she was actually live tweeting it. And she showed me, and this part really got me. I was like, whoa, people were retweeting what she was saying about my presentation. People were discovering my podcast through the retweeting. People were saying, wow, this is amazing. And it was the first time I was presenting at PodCamp, and I've never, ever experienced what it's like to speak, right? in front of the group of people and to get the feedback. Excuse me. So I got the feedback, and it was great feedback, right? Positive feedback. Get that positive feedback. It was so great. It was a great feeling to see it. And, you know, that's why. Try to accept your stuttering. Like, amazing things could happen. and I want to hear about this. And I want to hear about, you know, your, you know, journey into accepting it. So send in your feedback. Don't worry about, oh, I have nothing worthwhile to say. Oh, trust me. You just listen to 30 minutes of me babbling on. You know? So don't worry about it. I want to hear it. Stutteringiscool.com. And there's a place, you know, I already told you two other times, that's where you get all the information. You can phone in, you can email, you can record an MP3, coolstutter@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on the site. I'm done, okay? I'm done. Right now, I'm done. 30 minutes is more, 31 minutes is plenty. And I will see you, hear you, speak to you next week. Ciao.